Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Forever Dog.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment with Kat
and Pat.
Hey, Kat and Pat.
And welcome to Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking dating, and love. I'm going to cut right to the chase. I'm feeling a bit under the weather.
Cut to the chase.
Which I wouldn't mind, except for that tomorrow we're going to Philly to do two shows back to back, and I have to sing for like an hour
each time. I'll be public about the fact that I identify with as an enemy of the theater we're performing at.
I can't wait for you to go off.
I'm going to go off on stage.
Tell the listeners why.
Okay, so this is what happened. As you know,
the theater, for one, for me,
loves Kat.
Family. They're my family.
Yeah, they're Catherine's family. And the problem is I kind of want them to be my family. And that was definitely a real possibility.
You can't choose your family.
Yeah, well then, but then what about chosen family?
What about that?
Let me paint you a picture, okay?
Picture, girl.
It's actually last fall. I am just, my stupid little ass just turned 30 years young.
So. That feels like 17,000 years ago.
And you know what it was? When we both lived in Crown Heights.
Now is a moment in which I, for one, have considered all the options and have decided that, yeah, I've actually heard everything.
They're like that we both were living there. I've lived 8 places since Crown Heights.
We lived in the same neighborhood and we only saw each other in that neighborhood like one time.
I know.
When I made beet smoothies.
And one time I got lunch with your ex.
Love.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I thought that was...
Yeah.
Was like,
and then we met
friends.
You and you were having the best burrito I ever tasted.
Yes,
and you gave me one bite. It was so good. I was like, where'd you get this?
And do you know that I literally that morning had just... Like, I just slept with...
You were opie-dopey.
We were opie-dopey, and I literally was, like, getting absolutely railed, and then fell asleep next to my boyfriend, and then woke up and was like, I'm hungover, and then he went to lunch with you, and I was like, I'm gonna get... fucked again, mouth style with a burrito. I was trying to think of a tweet that then it turned out sounding too depressing, and it was just like the only time in life that I'm not thinking about food is when I'm getting penetrated vaginally or even mouth style.
Oh, that's funny.
But then I knew people were gonna comment, what about anal?
Oh, I hate when you
and
know,
I'd be like, stop.
I hate when people try to be funny on your page.
I know.
It's like, you're ruining it for me. Like, this is
I love your bio so much. Don't be psycho on my page.
I think I just changed it to something else.
No.
Wait, let me see what I
that isn't right.
I forgot what I changed it to. Listeners are going to freak the fuck out when they hear me live
this
on air.
This one simple hack.
This one simple hack of reading your bio on your podcast.
Boys are going crazy for this one hack.
I have a huge problem with most of the people I follow on this app.
That's really good.
But
you invented being funny.
Oh, stop.
Okay.
You know who invented it?
The
Greats, the Three Stooges. I hate when a straight guy's like, the Greats, Carlin, Dangerfield. Like, that's what a straight guy will say to you. If a straight guy finds out they're a comedian, they're like, these are the questions. This is what a 40-year-old straight baby boomer will say to you once they hear that you do comedy. They'll say, so what's your shtick?
Yeah, yeah, let me pick you up. To kind of piggyback off that, I'm in Queens on Sunday doing a festival. The big security guard is this big guy from Queens, this big old guy from Queens. I'm like, is this the performer's entrance? He's like, yeah, you performing? What do you do? I'm like, I'm a comedian. You're a comedian? You're funny. We should do an act together. Like he had to say that.
Yeah.
Like there was no world in which he couldn't say that.
It's a physiological response to meeting a comedian.
Big men in Queens have evolved like through natural selection to actually have to say that.
And they always
me.
They always ask you if you studied the greats like Dangerfield. And I'd say no. Actually, if you believe it or not, I haven't studied the greats.
If you believe
like
it or not, literally the only thing I know, here are the things I know about comedy. One time seeing Dane Cook in high school on YouTube. Here's another thing I know. Literally watching Molly Shannon lick her armpit in Superstar the film.
Sherry O'Terry.
And then the last reference I want to throw out is just like me. Like I'm just, to borrow a phrase from Lady Gaga, honey, I was born this way. And that's what that song's about, actually. It's not about queer rights.
It's about being
not even
funny.
Gay rights. It's about if you're born funny or not. And not only
is it not about queer rights, but not even gay rights. It's kind of the most palatable mainstream form of queer.
Yeah, gay is sort of gay.
Mm.
Queer is still sort of like, ooh, what's that?
Yeah.
For parents and people in Queens who ask me if we should do act together.
Uh-huh. And, but wait, oh, so.
So the bio.
No, not the bio, but this is a couple of sidebars away from.
I know.
We're talking, you know what got us here?
Hacking the mainframe.
What got us here was talking about Crown Heights. Because it was a year ago. Oh, because this is why I hate the theater. Okay, so.
Hate the what?
The theater.
Oh, yeah.
The theater.
And not in general. He says this a very specific theater.
Because this is,
I happen to love and I will not stand for this.
And if you want, after this, I can go absolutely off on Slave Play, which I saw.
You saw it?
It made me horny as fuck.
Really good, right?
Fucking
when I see a picture of you at the theater, I'm like, interesting he didn't tell me he was going.
Well, it was really last minute. Bo had extra tech.
Okay.
Bo had extra tech.
Do you see that picture of Ansel Elgort wearing like a cultural appropriation sweater
and I saw him in person. I didn't know that was what he looked like. And I literally said, because they were taking a really long time to bring the tickets out to me and Bo. And for some reason, you had to go.
Because you weren't Ansel Elgort?
Yeah, you had to go.
It was such a line for people who weren't Ansel Elgort at the premiere.
You basically had to like find someone who like would tell you that you had to get the tickets from this guy. Uh-huh. This man. It was like Amazing Race style.
It's
like, find the man in the gray suit. He will give you tickets. And then he was giving everyone else tickets before us. And then he gave this guy in this crazy sweater these tickets. And I was like, okay, good thing that guy is getting in, like sarcastically. And Bo was like, that's Ansel Elgort. And I was like, okay, whatever.
No, what? We're whatever towards celebs.
I don't care. Yeah, I'm definitely whatever towards Ansel. That and then, but one person I wasn't whatever towards.
Cancel that.
I wasn't, and I'm not whatever towards Jake Gyllenhaal.
You have emotions for him.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, literally in a dream, I dreamed of that my album should be called Modern Emotions. Like if I was a pop star.
Yeah, the Carly Rae style.
What is her thing called? It's just emotion.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sort of taking
a
that
modern
step
take
further.
On. It's kind of a modern take on emotion.
Like, you know when you have an idea in a dream that seems amazing and you wake up and you're like, no. Mm-hmm. I literally was like, Modern Emotion is brilliant.
Okay, so it's one calendar year ago. Brianna and Catherine both are living in Crown Heights. That doesn't really come into the story, but just so you have it a little
idea. I
want
to go to my ramen place.
No, you know where I want to go back to?
Hmm.
Our spot.
Mm-hmm.
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 We haven't been in a very long time. A very long time. You know they wonder about it.
It's so good.
I know. You know what I can't stand? You know what culture I can't stand? Ooh. I think it's the grossest thing people
Whose culture
do.
Can't you stand?
No.
I know.
Imagine I'm just like absolutely eviscerated.
You revealed you're absolutely racist. Yeah. I have to distance myself from you professionally and publicly. And personally.
And no, the culture of when it's like a restaurant that has pictures of famous people who have been there on the wall.
I know. That's a hard part of culture for me to swallow.
And you know who's always on it?
Pizza.
Mariska Hargitay is always on those walls.
Well, you know,
she gets around.
People don't know this about her, but she actually is one of the only people on earth who can be in more than one place at once.
Yeah, she can.
She has that power.
Yeah.
And so she's at one pizza restaurant. She's very well likely at another one across town.
Right.
Yeah, having a photo taken in both.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, how does she find the time to get to so
get
many
to
pizzerias? Anyways, but that shooting schedule, I'm sure, is absolutely brutal. Being performative friends with Taylor for one week of her life.
It's been
1 week since I was friends with Taylor. It's been. One time I had a dream I knew all the words to that song.
You know, when I, this is, you'll like, when I would rent jet skis with my family.
Oh my God.
In Florida. And I would, like, I was young enough that, like, my dad would drive and I'd ride on the back.
Yeah.
He would yell that part. He would yell that, the lyrics to that song.
Why?
I don't, because it's a fun song.
Dads will do that. Dads will go off. Your dad tried to participate in cancel culture yesterday.
My dad showed up an hour late to our dinner and then acted like it was casual.
Oh my God.
He was like, I thought you said seven. I was like, no, six. I actually said six, Dad. And I feel like I was in a sitcom where I was like,
yeah, yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's so not like that. Like, totally. It's the opposite of our family. And so for me to be like, I tried one time to set this nice thing up for us.
Yeah.
And I had to pay for the dinner because, like, he, oh, gotta charge him for money.
And if it wasn't, a sitcom, it would be a drama where it's like, Dad, I'm supposed to be the kid and you are supposed to be the father.
It was like that.
This
is really sexual. I've never seen a halvesy like this.
Oh, I know. So Catherine's holding up a half, like, kind of egg carton for cups.
What I'll call this is PR girl intern coffee moment clutch.
Yeah.
By which I mean it's one of those cart. What material is this?
I call it like egg crate. Kind of.
Yeah, it's egg crate, but for coffees.
Yeah.
And so normally, and this is normal.
Wait, but actually, people drag us and maybe we should
for talking too much about dragging PR girls.
No, for single use.
For
using single-use shit.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say this. Okay, you know how hard it is to be alive?
I know.
This isn't single-use.
I know that's not single-use.
This is the material that the only way I know how to describe it is, like, you recycle it.
Yeah, totally.
Because
totally.
They make it ugly, so you know how to, like, it's like,
wait,
you know, it's mashed up different things. That's how you know it's recyclable.
You know what someone I was talking to told me today? That did you know that they
Stop
told me
it. It's not a sentence.
Someone who I was talking to today told me that did you know that that recycling isn't real, and the only reason people still do it is because it took them so long to get people to recycle, and now because I guess China used to buy our recyclables, and now China doesn't want them anymore, which I totally get. And and so,
I wouldn't want them either at this point.
And so, but now, like, but this person basically was saying that now the only reason that the country still makes us recycle is because they're embarrassed that they tried so hard to get us to recycle, and now no one wants it anymore, and it also goes into the ocean.
That, like, I don't know anything about anything really, but that doesn't sound true.
I watched Blackfish. It changed my life.
Never seen it.
Changed my life.
And there you are drinking a water bottle.
Stop.
How much did it really change your life?
Well, that's Patrick. Not what well, oh, Blackfish. Well, that's not what Blackfish is about. It just
I'm
made
really sad
me
that I have to sing tomorrow, like, and I have a sore throat. It's gonna be okay, right?
Totally. I always think it will be okay, though.
Okay.
But anyways, the theater. So
can we tell them about how we're getting there, though?
We're taking an Escalade.
My cousin works at Cadillac.
Who's
actually
gay.
Lending me.
Not to out him, but he is gay.
He's gay.
And he's gay. And
that's just a part of who he is. Doesn't define him.
And I want, one day I want to hook up with him and date him so that I'm Catherine's aunt and she has to do what I say. You have to do what I say if I'm your aunt.
I'll do what you say no matter what.
Yeah, totally.
He's lending me an Escalade and we're going to drive to Philly in an Escalade.
It's not psycho with our guy.
It is so psycho for us.
Thank God I'm not driving because I'm bad at driving.
I know. You know, there was a really scary moment when I realized that my new license hadn't come in the mail yet. And I was like, I can't drive to Philly if I don't have a license. And I was like, well, pack and drive. And I knew you'd be weird about it.
Yeah, well, no, I could drive.
You would have done it,
but
I know.
If I was driving, I mean, we would all as a community be nervous about me driving your uncle's Escalade.
Do you feel safer knowing it's me behind the wheel?
Kind of.
I actually, I'm Texas.
Yeah, you're Texas. But I'm a Long Island. I should be good at driving. But it's funny, in my family, every other person's good at driving.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's.
And I'm not.
That's Tarjay.
Yeah, Tarjay. But wait, so this theater. So a year ago, it's the fall time. Wait, it's been 12 minutes. I thought it was.
It was like 45.
I thought I was going to look up. It's going to be 2 hours.
I know. What's wrong with today?
Thank God I canceled on therapy. It's it's an unbelievable feeling.
It actually crazy that I have the kind of show tonight that I can't cancel on?
I canceled on a show last night.
I was laughing at your text.
Oh, I know. There's no drug better
than canceling a show.
Than canceling a show. No, especially but actually, should we add that? Because I don't want to cancel on shows and book me on new shows. But whatever, don't edit that out.
You're it's just like, one person.
I'm just one person being real. I'm not Mariska Hargitay. I can't be everywhere at once.
I know. I wonder which other celebrities have that power.
Yeah. I want to say someone like, even someone like, I don't know. Who's like always around?
Like Justin Long.
Oh, yeah. I met him one time. He ruined my picture one time. I was trying to take a picture with just friend Josher, and he was like, oh, you want a picture with all three of us? And
obviously
I was like,
not.
Yeah, sure.
That being said, he is a friend of the pod, and yeah, we'd love to have him on.
I know, we'd love to have
doesn't
him on.
Doesn't he actually have a podcast that's like, doesn't he have a podcast?
Yeah, and he does have a podcast.
It's not Forever Dog. Then I don't really care about it. Because yeah. I'm a loyal. Blood is thicker than water.
Blood is so much thicker, and we're a family, and in the immortal words of Caroline Manzo, we're family, and we're thick as thieves, and we stick together till the end.
I remember that.
Yeah.
So go on.
So the theater, 1 year ago, it's fall. I just turned 30. I'm feeling a little weird about you're a gay man. You just turned 30. These are the thoughts running through my head. So...
did you wake up on your 30th birthday being like, I wonder if I'm still gay?
No.
Okay.
I knew I was.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I woke up like first thought, still gay. I looked at the clock, still gay.
Every morning.
Every morning.
This again?
Okay, that nightmare continues. I'm just kidding. Being gay is a beautiful experience.
I know. People actually get mad at me that I'm not gay.
Totally.
And I actually told a lover that I'm open to having a threesome with a woman.
Yeah.
Do you guys like that?
Yeah.
Do you guys like that?
Yeah.
She's got to be a certain type of gal.
It's so interesting to me. What's so interesting to me as a sexual entity is when you find out, and this isn't like if a straight couple has a three-way with another man, that's so interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
One time I had the opportunity to have a man-woman threesome when I was really high. And you know what I said? Mm-hmm. I would need more Molly, and we couldn't get any more Molly. So it didn't happen.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyways, so the 1 year ago, it's a little after October, and it's the leaves are turning, the birds are chirping. It's been 2 years since the election,
mm-hmm.
And that doesn't come into the story, but that's just where we are in American history.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend and friend of the pod course, Mary Beth Barone, said, we should do a show.
I was going to say, we got to get her on.
We got to get her on. She's like, we should do a show at Good Good. I said, absolutely. I would love to split a show with you because this is when it was really in vogue. And so literally months in advance, I said we were doing a show, like they gave us this weird date. And
they met every day.
We met every day. But we had a conference call with Good Good Theater every single day for 3 months, confirming the show. Then I took off work from my nanny job. This is where I was. I had to like tell them it was this whole thing, like find coverage, whatever. 6 days before we get an email. And do you know what the electronic mail says? The electronic mail says, hey, so actually Jabuki Young White's schedule changed and he can do that night. So you can't anymore. Thanks. And just to be a kind of 30-year-old gay man to be told that a 24-year-old schedule changed, so you're kind of ousted, is a really unique experience. And I'll never forget that was done to me ever, because that's my personality. I'm a Scorpio. But, you know, I think it does show a huge amount of personal growth that when you said, will you open for me at these shows? I said, I said, Patrick
Owen
Ass Regan. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and wanting the comedy theater to die. So anyways, I like your crew neck moment.
Thanks. I have my personal trainer this morning.
Oh, how's that going?
It's actually amazing. She just quit the gym. So I actually need a new one.
Do you have it like super early?
So here's something that's been happening with me. I just feel really out of it, like I'm sick, and it's making me really anxious.
I definitely have like a runny nose, so I can relate to you on
okay,
that
level.
Okay,
so maybe it's just that.
Yeah.
And that I've been
maybe sleeping. You being sick is just that I have a runny nose.
I think that's it, probably. So for the past 2 weeks, I've been doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 a.m. with my trainer. But this Wednesday, I slept through it.
Oh.
So I had to deal with that guilt.
Yeah.
And... she is cool. She's a ballet dancer, but she just quit the gym. But I think I'm actually happy because I think I actually want a man to train me.
Okay, not a girl's girl.
So I can be... I'm not a girl's girl.
Yeah.
I think that's on the record. No, I just think I'll like try to impress a man more.
Totally, yeah, yeah.
I'm just being honest with who I am at this point.
No, I'm addicted to hearing the conversations between specifically women trainees and their male trainers. Mm-hmm. Like, just kind of figuring out that dynamic is so interesting to
so
me.
So sexy.
Especially, yeah, if they're both straight, it's like this, like... it's this interesting dynamic.
I hope it's like someone that I'm trying to impress, because then I'll do my best and I won't like fuck around as much. Yeah. This girl, she's sweet, but she's a little too soft on me. Should I could I be like, ow, and she'd be like, do eight instead.
I wonder how long it would take me to get hot if I had a trainer. Not hot, but like porny, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It was really nice of you to text me that I looked thin last night, because I really look, I've been feeling really overweight.
You looked,
not that's not bad.
Yeah.
Not that's good.
Bad. And,
oh, whatever.
Wait, what was I going to say?
I don't know if I can get through this.
What, the podcast?
I just feel like I'm like about to fall asleep, and I just worked out, so it doesn't make sense.
Hmm. Well,
we'll just keep going, I guess.
Yeah. What are you doing this week? Oh, so we're going to the thing.
Yeah, we're going to go to Philly, and then are we spending the night?
Wow, I'm open to it.
I sort of think we should, just because if the show ends, I'm gonna be so tired after doing two shows totally, at like 11.
Yeah.
But I have to find an Airbnb. Yeah. An Airbnb. Kind of bleak.
Yeah.
I don't like Philly or care about it really.
Yeah, I don't either.
No offense. There's a thriving art scene there, which I do respect.
Yeah, but you know what they don't respect is me, but you know who they do respect is Jabuki Young Wei, who's my actual dear friend, and I support, but I think he would even agree with me that that was really
not ideal.
Not ideal thing to happen.
I'm gonna take a picture of my throat. Is that cool?
Mm-hmm. I had a canker sore last week that that just truly wouldn't go away for so long. And it really taught me gratitude, because now it's like I remember when I had the canker sore, thinking to myself, God, every moment is so annoying when you have a canker sore. And now even when I'm in a bad mood, I could think, well, hey, Pat, guess what? You don't have a canker sore anymore.
Oh my God, this picture is so scary. What else? This is really scary.
Yeah, that's
I'm sorry
scary.
I did
the
that.
The inside of your throat, it can be really scary. I really would like to get my tonsils out one day.
I will have to nurse you back to health, because it's really traumatic.
Wait, what was I going to say? I canceled on therapy. I'm so excited. But I kind of took advantage of the system, because essentially, like, my Medicaid ran out in June, and they called me to renew it. So I did. I called up. I was, like, really proud of myself. Called up, renewed it.
I am very proud of you. That's hard.
Then when I went to my therapy, which is like this weird kind of like factory setting, I was like, hey, my insurance I think changed. And they were like, no, that's totally fine. That's totally fine. They kind of like, they never let me finish my sentences there, those people at that desk. Mm-hmm. And then they called me this week, and they're like, hey, your insurance was terminated on in June, and if you don't figure it out, you have to pay us for every session you've had since June.
No.
And so then I was like, whatever, I'll just call them and figure it out. But I was freaking out, kind of. And then it ended up playing into my favor, because I really didn't feel like going today. I was able to call my therapist and be like, hey, so I'm just really stressed about this like insurance thing. I just want to put it on hold till it's all figured out. And it was this really amazing excuse I had to not go.
Yeah, but you should also really keep going.
You know what the dream is when your therapist cancels because they're sick? Because then not only do you not have to go that day, but you kind of have the right then to tell them you're sick the next time. And then you get to miss two.
That's the best.
Yeah.
I just sent a picture of my throat to my lover, and he said it doesn't look that bad.
Is he a doctor now?
He sort of pretends to be a doctor when it comes to my throat. He actually kind of pretends to be a doctor towards me, because I'm always freaking out.
Remember my huge tonsil nightmare in the winter?
Yeah.
Oh, that was like almost a year ago.
Oh, I missed
it. No, it's not true.
He thinks he knows about throats.
Why?
I don't know.
I feel like I know about throats because I've been through such a journey with mine.
Now, is there something you didn't really notice?
That you're...
about me.
Having a ponytail?
I got a haircut, Pat.
Oh, well, it's tied back, sweetheart.
Do you want to take a look?
Yeah.
I might give him a little look-see. Give a little taste for daddy.
Yeah, give daddy a little taste. Be a good girl for daddy.
So, no. That makes me horny. But
does
not,
it really?
Not in your voice.
Oh, okay. Hey, wow. Oh, that looks good. But I love long. But I like that.
It is long.
I know. So I love it. I love
it. Does it look different?
My hair is long. I think that's
tell me, does
so
it look different?
Exciting. Yeah. No, it looks pretty similar to me, to be honest.
But doesn't it look a little cleaner?
It does look cleaner. It looks shorter.
Yeah.
Even.
Yeah, I got a haircut. And then I was late to therapy because of it. Weird. Weird, huh?
Weird how that works.
Kind of tarjay.
Kind of a touchy moment. I've been bullet journaling. I've been going,
okay, that's what we really need to dig into, because you sent me a video that I wanted to watch the whole thing. The people I was with didn't want to watch the whole thing. And I was like, really want to watch the whole thing.
Yeah. It was 20 ideas for monthly spreads.
Oh, I forgot to bring you the journals.
Oh, fuck.
That's okay. I'm see you tomorrow, right, basically.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Basically, I'm driving you an Escalade up to Philadelphia.
And,
okay, I want to shout out the girl.
What do you think the seating arrangements will be?
Okay, so seating arrangement. No, so I think you sit in the front with me.
Yeah, totally. So anyways, as we all know, it's well documented on this podcast that I've started bullet journaling, or as the girl who works for 17 Magazine, who I'm addicted to, says, Bujo.
No.
She has Bujo. She's like, when you're doing your Bujo, you have
Bujo?
To just, that girl's arms are very long. My God. And she's very,
Is that the girl you sent me?
So the girl I sent you is my favorite one. There's another girl who works for Sunday Magazine who doesn't hold a candle, but for some reason they give her more videos.
Huh. This girl was so deeply unhinged. And if your whole life revolves around journaling, then what are you journaling about?
I know. Well, it's not like
you're journaling about journaling.
But it's not journaling. It's like planning. It's like day planner.
Yeah, so let's talk us through it.
Okay,
how did it come into your life?
Okay, this is how it came to my life. So first of all, I want to say I'm gonna post the link of this woman who belongs in an asylum on our Patreon. Okay, so if you want to watch it, a woman who has completely unraveled and belongs away from society, you need to go on our channel, on our Patreon, and watch. But also, like, you'll learn. But also, she's so talented; she does amazing work. So
if you want to see a woman who doesn't belong in society.
So basically, as we know on this podcast, I follow actually distance running. There is this steepler, Colleen Quigley. Catherine, look at me. Gorgeous girl. She used to be a model in Missouri. She was discovered in a mall. But then she went to FSU.
Tale is old as time.
Yeah. Tale is old as time to be Missouri, have a big mouth, and get discovered for modeling. And then
big smile,
huge mouth.
Bigger, love that.
However big you're thinking, bigger.
Yeah, I love that.
Blonde. Gets discovered in a mall in Missouri, ends up leaving her modeling, but it's never clear, like, that's for some reason the stat everyone throws around about her in the running community, but then sometimes it's like, did you really model? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I've never seen you in the magazines.
I said last night, actually, I think, you know, actors are models, so I'm a model.
Totally. One time a hot person said, you're a model, right? Because they heard me talking about my Walmart commercial.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And anyways.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Is our guest here? Okay, cool.
Okay. And so Colleen Quigley posts on her Insta story her habit tracker, which is a form of bullet journaling. And that's what made me really start to look into what bullet journaling was. And bullet journaling is generally what you're going to do. So bullet journaling, how much did I talk about it last time?
Not. You didn't talk about
it. Essentially, it was invented by, like, this straight guy who's super boring and monotone. And I never saw him, but I can picture what he looks like. And it's just, like, an analog system of, like, making to-do lists, essentially, and, like, making your own planner on the fly. Mm-hmm. Then these basic white girls got a hold of it, and they went absolutely off. They brought colored pens into the mix and markers.
The way they speak about the colored pen, as if we all have, like, a dark orangey gold kind of, like, thin tip marker to color in an acorn. I didn't know how deep it went. Like,
it goes deep.
It is so. I mean, it's like you either do that or cognitive behavioral therapy. It's the same.
Totally. I mean, I just learned how to do faux calligraphy.
I'm really excited to see your journal.
You just thicken the downstrokes.
Downstroke.
Anyways,
that's Bujo language.
So you open your Bujo, the first thing you're going to do is separate the first three pages and make that your index. And your index is going to be, you're going to number every page of your whole Bujo the whole time you're doing it. And so you're going to always refer back to your index and keep entering things as you make them. After your index, you're going to make your future log, which is divided into 6 sections. That's a spread. A spread's when it's 2 pages, like, open. And you make one each of one box, like, representative of the next 6 months. And then you can write, like, big things that are coming up in those sections. Then your next spread is your monthly, where it shows, like, your big tasks and goals for the month and also big appointments for the whole month at a glance. You can look at your whole month at a glance. Then we're going to go ahead and do a weekly spread. It's controversial in the Bujo community. Some people believe in weeklies. Some people believe in dailies. Some people believe in weeklies and dailies. And I actually do weeklies and dailies, but I only put my events on my weekly. And I do tasks and events on my daily.
I'm going to need to see, like, your journal to understand.
Yeah, totally.
But and then, I kind of want to do it.
And then you can just do, like, random sections. Like that. It's like a planner, but you can, like, customize it. So it's like, I was like, oh, I want to have something to keep track of my shows. So it's like, I just made a section that was called, like, upcoming shows. And then they have things called, like, collections, where it's, like, anything that's mm-hmm. any tasks that are all around one kind of project. And then you can make up a collection page that'll be, like, to-do, notes, whatever. And, like,
yeah.
And then you can put that in your index, create a design around it that, it's just like a fun way to schedule because I need it to be fun to schedule because I have trouble scheduling.
I think this is really good for you.
I have like a million color pens now. Now I do have an orange. I do have an orange needle to color an acorn in with.
Yeah, it's like I just didn't know that if I clicked on the video you sent me like 30 seconds in, I'd be hearing about coloring in an acorn.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was hearing about journaling in a calendar.
No, it's not
And it's
journaling.
Really more about acorns.
It's a, yeah, it's a huge, acorns are a huge part
I mean,
of the visual lifestyle.
I really
lifestyle.
Didn't know that. I have chills. Do I have a fever?
I don't know. I always
this is hell.
You know what's the worst is when you think you have it's like you have a fever and then someone takes your temperature and they're like you don't have a fever.
I know.
It's like, yeah, I do actually.
Yeah, I get that. You know what else I don't like when they put you on those like body mass index machines and they're like you're clinically obese. And
I know.
Like, I'm not.
I know.
I'm like you're stupid.
That happened to a Real Housewife on
happens
Tuesday.
Happens to everyone.
Yeah,
it happens. Machines are rigged.
Yeah.
The government truly. Is
No, those machines truly like those machines, like...
Ruin days,
and they're...
I won't say lives.
They're so harsh, those machines.
Really hard days.
Yeah.
Those machines have an agenda, those machines are body shaming.
Those machines think that on the magazines, the models is how people actually look, and the machines don't realize that even the models are airbrushed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if that's the standards that those machines want us to be,
so if
that's not realistic.
So if any of those machines are subscribers to the Patreon... Or even the podcast.
Then you're going to want to go ahead and unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe.
If you're a machine that calculates body mass index, we don't want
you. We don't want you to listen to our
podcast. We don't want your money. We don't want your blood money that you make from ruining people's lives.
Days, Pat.
For what?
Days.
A dollar? You should be ashamed of yourself.
You're sick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know what?
I hate those kind of people that are like, you go to the gym, they're like, it's like a suburban gym. They're in the office.
Oh,
they're in the office. They come out.
I
they say hi.
What you mean.
And they're trying to talk to you.
Clipboard.
Like, what are your goals?
What are they wearing?
Clipboard, yeah.
It's kind of like pants.
Athletic pants. And it's like actually a black polo shirt.
Yeah, but there's also a version where it's like they're wearing a suit in a gym type space.
Yeah.
And that's when I really start to worry.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense. It's unnecessary. And it makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. You know what I hate? When you go to the gym, you think you have it figured out. You think, if I just keep doing this, I'm going to get a real great porn body. And then you see someone doing something you've never even heard of. And it's like, oh, God, like, should I be doing that
this
whole time?
There's ropes in ways that I didn't know there were.
I know. I always wonder if I should figure out, what's the buzz around ropes.
Well, we'll find that out when we bring in our guests.
Okay.
I'm going to go pee, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Put your ears up. I mean, this guest is...
This guest is...
She's one of your people on the planet, and I just think about her all the time. I hope she knows that. Put your ears open.
For Ruby McAllister.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.